This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk with news from SalesGP and an on-location interview. Tom Slingsby's Australian SalesGP team have lost their winning streak to their mates from across the ditch, New Zealand. New Zealand has claimed their first ever SalesGP title at the Grand Britain SalesGP. The Australians nearly didn't make it to the final race against New Zealand and Denmark after the team suffered catastrophic damage to their rudder during the fourth fleet race, which required it to be completely replaced ahead of the final qualifying race in a pit lane miracle turnover. Here's what Tom Slingsby has to say about the race.
Second place for the Aussies today, but definitely a very eventful last day of racing. Can you talk us through, I guess, some of the challenges you guys had in the lead up to that final race?
Yeah, it was definitely eventful. In the first race of the day, we were in pretty good position. I think we were second place, and we broke our rudder. And then we sort of were able to limp across the finish line. Fortunately, it happened late in the race, and we were able to finish. Then it was a race against the clock to try to get a new rudder in the boat for the final fleet race of the day. And our shore team did an amazing job, and the tech team also assisting them. They were able to do a rudder change in about 10 minutes, which would usually take probably 30 plus minutes to do, and they were able to do it in 10 minutes. So a huge thank you to those guys, and because of that we were able to sail in the final fleet race. We're able to make the final and get a great result, come away from Plymouth with a second place, which is it's huge for our team.
And Kiwis taking their first win ever in SailGP. Do you think that was well deserved by them?
Extremely well deserved by the Kiwi team. New Zealand sailed amazing all week, and might come as a bit of a shock to some people watching, but I think every team here knows how deserving they are. They've been performing really well in training. They've been knocking on the door for a podium race final, but even an event win for quite a long time. So yeah, they deserved it, and full congratulations to them.
Would you say, like, off the back of this, New Zealand now one of the top dogs? Are they a threat to the Aussies for future events?
100%. The Kiwis are a big threat to Australia moving forward. They're obviously improving all the time. And yeah, I think their momentum's going in the right way. And I expect to see them winning more events and really being a full contender to make that final, the final $1 million race at the end of the year. So they're going to be a big threat.
Thank you, Tom. This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk on Sports Byline.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline. It is Tuesday. We always check in with Karen Lyle, and we do have a guest coming up. But first, Karen, it's good to talk to you again. Are you down in the British Virgin Islands still?
No, I am back in the San Francisco Bay Area and here talking to you on SalesPort Talk.
Let's bring in our guest. It is Rob Ouellette, the Bellamente Racing Project Manager, here to talk about Maxi Yacht Rolex Cup, which is going to be happening in Sardinia in September. Rob, welcome to the show. That's pretty cool to get to Sardinia. Are you going to be staying in Cagliari?
Actually, we're on the direct opposite side of the island. We're up to the northern side in a place called Porto Cervo, which is north of Olbia, and it's a very different and very authentically Sardinian place. And you know, it's an annual event for us, and we love going back there every year. It's where the best yachts in yachting end up every September, and we're looking forward to it.
So, Rob, I understand you're on an island standing on the highest point to get some reception for us. Where are you?
I'm actually in a small island called Cuttyhunk, which is the southernmost island in the Elizabeth Chains on the East Coast, and we're trying to bring our boat back from a bit of a holiday today, and it's been blowing from the southwest about 30 knots for 3 days, and we decided that it was a more prudent another night. So here we are.
So, Rob, tell us about the Bellamente. That's the boat, right?
Yes. The Bellamente is a Boat Team Partners designed boat. We built it in 2018 for Hap South, who's a three-time world champion and two-time offshore champion. Also a very big part of the New York Aqua America Cup Challenge. Bellamente is a fantastic work of craftsmanship and had pretty...
Bob, you also just recently competed in some New York Yacht Club races. Can you tell us about your exciting wins?
Sure, we did. Yeah, we just had really the best New York Yacht race week.
All right, we're going to try and reconnect with Rob. It's getting a bad signal there. So, Karen, tell us a little bit about how your trip wrapped up in BVI.
Well, after I had visited the New York Yacht Club in Manhattan, I came back to San Francisco for a very short trip here and then went to the BVI. And as you know, I called in every week for 3 weeks. It was great. It's the first time I've been out there for 23 days. Usually my trips are about 10 days, but I really enjoyed the time on the boat. It was very refreshing. I feel like a new Karen.
How was the New York Yacht Club there on 44th? Did you go in the map room and all that other cool stuff?
Yes, I love the model room. It's just absolutely gorgeous. The beautiful, large spacious room with very tall ceilings, beautiful wood cabinetry, and all of these models of boats that have belonged to New York Yacht Club members and that are historic and part of that history. And that club is, of course, where the New York Yacht Club is where the America's Cup started. We have the longest sports record, 132 years of continuous wins against all contenders, and now they're trying to get that cup back that was lost in the upcoming 2024 America's Cup. So that's going to be quite exciting. It will take place in Barcelona, Spain.
Looks like we have Rob Ouellette back of Bellamente Racing talking about the Maxi Yacht Rolex Cup in Sardinia, going to happen September 4th through 10th. Rob, tell us a little bit more about the race and some of the fellow participants there.
Sure. Sorry about that, guys. You got me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Great. So we race in a class called the Maxi 72s, and there's four or five boats that are very similar to us. And, we race sort of with them around the globe wherever the sun shines. Generally in the winter, it takes us to the Caribbean. Oftentimes we're in Newport, and then it always culminates with the Maxi Worlds in September. So, results have been mixed over the past couple years. Cannonball, great competitor, beat us last year. An old boat called Momo got sold to a really good competitor. They're now called Vesper, and they beat us in St. Barts. We got the better side of them for the past two events at New York Yacht Club, so it's really all out there for the taking, and anybody has as good a shot as anybody else.
Do you find that the camaraderie of your competitors and the competition between you is one of the motivating forces for keeping those competitions going, or is it really about the cool places that you go to?
I think the camaraderie is definitely a part of it. The other part of it is that it's one of the few sort of maxi classes that exist right now where you can optimize your boat with sort of no expense spared, short of the America's Cup. But the America's Cup itself has its own rules. So in the Maxi class, you're pretty much allowed to do whatever you want. And you really need to try to figure out where the good money is spent and where it's not to try to optimize your boat. But, these owners are fantastic individuals and they want to win. So they'll generally put their very best foot forward specifically for the Maxi Worlds. The camaraderie is certainly a part of it. And a very good part of it. It's a small world, it's a small community that we all live in. But for sure, when it comes time to go racing at the Maxis, everybody is a competitor.
What would you say would be the biggest rivalry or a couple of the favorites?
I think between ourselves, Cannonball, Vesper, and Proteus, we're probably the boats that'll be looking at each other the most. Beyond that, the class is pretty diverse. Some boats have been modified a little bit so that they're better in different conditions, but those four boats will be pretty even across the board, and it'll be a dog-eat-dog sort of scenario.
So speak for a moment about your team. I've seen photographs of almost 20 people on the boat taking that victory V in a photograph, but what is, how many people actually sail in the races, and how many are on the shore?
Oh, in fact, it's more than 20. It's 22 on the boat every day. And it's a lot of mouths to feed and a lot of people to organize. And actually our whole contingent, between shore team, boat builders, sailmakers, chefs, all those things, about 30. So it's not a small traveling show. And, you know, we travel with 3 40-foot containers, sail storage, workshop, the whole thing. So, it's not a small group, and everybody has their, very distinct job. So it's definitely a full boat. No pun intended.
Can you tell us maybe your greatest moment of peril you've had in the sport?
Sorry, can you repeat that one? Greatest
your
moment of what?
Peril.
Peril. Oh, geez. Greatest moment of peril. Well, for the Belamente, for sure, it was a keel failure in Antigua during the Caribbean 600 on the lee shore of Guadeloupe, which was a bit of a nightmare. You know, the keel, it didn't break off, but it failed structurally, so it was sort of like a piece of noodle down there rather than a structural piece of steel. That was challenging. We've also we've broken two masts over the course of Belamente racing, which, you know, started in 2006, so it's been some years. But those are never fun. One of them happened in St. Bart's, where you feel like you're pretty removed from any real help. You're pretty far down island when you're down there. But really those things aren't, you know, regular occurrences for your everyday race yacht. And, you know, it just speaks to how much we're pushing the envelope with these boats and how high performance they actually are.
Well, and since this class of boats really does allow so much freedom in design, when you're making decisions as a team about how to invest in the boat, are you how do you weigh the balance between speed and strength so that things don't break?
That's a really good question. We really try to stay within a certain safety margin for a lot of things, like the structural parts of the mast and all the things that are going to end your day. We try to stay within, you know, very, very strict safety margins. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to designing and building or testing a new sail or some other things that'll make you marginally, I mean, we're looking for a couple tenths of a knot here, right? We're not looking for 5 knots. So all those things are really hard to find, and to mine them out of your data and to try to find them can be a very time-consuming process. So we try to do all we can to spend as much time on the water every year as we can with the same crew, with the same people, to make sure that we can try to find those small nuances that make the boat go better upwind, downwind, and reaching, to just stay that far ahead of our competition.
And then give us a little, if you could, about Sardinia and if people want to come, what they can see, what they can do, how they can view it.
Sure. Sardinia is a fantastic place. It's one of the jewels of Italy. The venue is called Porto Cervo. The yacht club Costa Smeralda. The event is sponsored by Rolex. It's a fantastic display of the world's most fantastic Grand Prix yachts. It's quite amazing. It's not that easy to get to, but getting there, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy all of it. You can see everything from, the smallest maxi is about 60 feet, and they've got 60 footers to 120 footers, some J class boats. And it's quite a display sailing around the islands. And, it's just an amazing sight to be seen in Porto Cervo at the Yacht Club Costa Smeralda at the end. And I'm a New York Yacht Club member. The New York Yacht Club does a great job. Yacht Club Costa Smeralda does a fantastic job with this diverse fleet of maxis over here. So it's a pretty amazing event. And if you can get there and enjoy watching some big boats race, it's the place to be.
Have you had an opportunity to meet His Royal Highness the Aga Khan, who was very much responsible for building out that area, Puerto Cuervo?
He sure was. I've met his daughter. I have not seen him in my time there. I know he has been there, but I have not had the chance to meet him. But the club itself is doing very well, and it's always a fantastic place to run this event, and we're really looking forward to it again.
There he is, Rob Ouellet, and check out the Maxi Yacht Rolex Cup coming up next month. Rob, thanks for coming on, and best of luck in the race.
Thanks so much for your time, you guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, and Karen, good to talk to you again. Welcome back. Karen?
Well, Rick, yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, just saying, good to talk to you again, and welcome back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back, and Rick, it's always great to talk to you every week.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Pilot.